Steve Dion here with the Final Score.tv and Varsity Hoops Live on Sports Radio KJR. I'm joined here today by head coach of the Peninsula Seahawks, Jake Jackson. Jake, how you doing today?
Doing well. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. Off to another hot start. The Seahawks are this year 6-0. Had a pretty solid win over the weekend against Wilson, which I had a chance to check out. And you know, it's your fourth year here. You got a great core of seniors that are in their fourth year as well. You know, for people that haven't got a chance to see you this year or in the past couple of years, what kind of style of play would you say your team has? What would they expect to see when you guys are out there on the floor?
Yeah, you know, we ask that to our guys a lot. What do you want to be known for? So, you know, our style is very aggressive. You know, we're up tempo. Just relentless grit. You know, we talk about the word relentless a lot. It's just never ending. It can't be pulsing. So our guys, you know, are every possession players. And just from a tempo standpoint, offensively, we're trying to advance the ball up the court quickly. And if we don't have numbers, we go right into our primary offense, whether the team's in zone or man. So overall, our guys love to push it on defense and offense.
You guys have really made big strides in the first couple years. You and your coaching staff have been in place there, from 4-16 and 12-13 in the first year to 18-7 and finishing up in the districts last year. You know, what is the environment at home games just changed like in the past few years since you've started there?
Yeah, there's been a huge significant change. And, you know, I think this going in season one, you know, when you had Ja'Cory, he was a freshman. Jimmy Ritchie was a freshman. You know, a lot of the seniors we have now, we've had them since they're in eighth grade. And we just try to teach right away just to compete every possession. Are you an every possession player? And it's been like a phase three process where, you know, we went from losing to competing. You know, before we got here as a staff, I think they won 6 games in 3 years. And not too many people applied for this job, man. But I'm very blessed to be here with our staff. And the first season, we only won 4 games. But guys got that competitive spirit going. So season two, we went from competing, you know, to winning. You know, that was phase two, learning how to win and close games and finish games. And then last season was our first year where we're contending. You know, it's the second year in a row where we finished second in league.
Right.
And that's phase three, is contending for a league title and, you know, district title, state title. And so I told our guys this year, it's, you know, we're going for gold. We can't settle for silver 3 years in a row. You know, getting second place the last 2 years is great, maybe from the outside looking in, but from the inside, you know, we have much bigger goals than that. And it's been a process though. And that's the cool thing with our program, is we've had our guys since day one, and we keep saying, honor the process. Mm-hmm. You know, eventually if you change the culture and create that winning mentality where guys are relentless on both ends of the court, you know, the process will take care of itself.
And why don't you talk about that senior class a little bit? Ja'Cory McLaughlin, Garrett and Austin Kingman, Josh Keough, and Jimmy Ritchie. You know, tell me a little bit about, you know, the growth that they've had both on and off the court since they joined the team in 2012.
Man, it's been significant. Just to have a front row seat to watch all five of those guys. You know, Ja'Cory came in, you know, 5'10", 5'11", 130 pounds as a freshman, and now he's a legit 6'4", 190.
Yeah.
So just looking at his body, how it's developed, and also his game. But, you know, people talk about Ja'Cory a lot because, you know, he's had about 13, 14 Division I offers. But people lose track. You know, Jimmy Ritchie, you know, a solid 6'9", without shoes on, 6'10", with shoes on, and big, dominant, low post presence. He's shooting 75% from the field this year, averaged a double-double the last 2 seasons. Has the SPSL record in the 3A for most double-doubles, and he still has his senior year to play out. So Jimmy is a dominant force down low. He draws defenders in, and that was where the Kingman brothers are so effective. You know, Austin and Garrett Kingman are both great shooters. You know, Austin, mid-range guy, Garrett even a three-point specialist, and they all can attack the rim. You know, so having inside presence and a solid point guard who can facilitate, run our offense, run our defense, and then great shooting guards and forwards has been a blessing, man. We have so much talent. And then you add Josh Keough, who's our enforcer, like our alpha male, who can dunk, you know, put backs, offense rebounds, and dunk it back in the hole, or set screens, or make the extra pass. You know, all five seniors have college offers. And I don't know, I've never seen it when I was playing high school down in Oregon. But even here locally, there's not too many teams that have five seniors with five college offers. You know, Jimmy has about 5 or 6 offers, and Josh Keough has a couple here locally. So you look at our senior group, they're just a very, very hungry group of guys that do not want to settle for silver this year.
Yeah, certainly a talented and big, really, team overall. One of the you know, biggest high school teams I've seen in a long time. In 2013, you launched the Seahawks Basketball Academy. You know, describe how this is kind of a component of you trying to build a sustainable program that can last for years to come, more than just, you know, this group that you've had since you've inherited the team.
Yeah, exactly. So just trying to build a passion for basketball in the Harbor. You know, when we first got here, you know, football has always been so dominant, you know,
right.
Baseball dominant, swimming, lacrosse, wrestling. I mean, there's a lot of dominant programs out here. So just trying to spread the passion to the younger age levels, boys and girls. And we're going into the third year of our academy. We have over 150 boys and girls, third through eighth grade in our academy. And that just allowing them to get a taste of what it means to be a Seahawk and being more prideful and wanting to come to Peninsula High School. You know, so families don't move away. And that way kids are around the gym, they're around our guys during the season, they learn our defensive commandments, they learn our offense, and also more importantly, it's the fundamentals that we expect them to know once they come in as a freshman student. So having the academy has definitely paid huge dividends the last 3 years, because you look at our first year back in 2012-13, you know, when those guys were eighth graders coming in as freshmen, you know, we have sophomores and juniors right now in our program. At the time, they were, you know, still, you know, at the pre-high school stage. And mm-hmm. So them learning the terminology early on has paid dividends now, you know.
And there's four letters that are on the backs of the jerseys of all your players. And for those that have seen you guys play this year, they might be wondering what those four letters stand for. Why don't you just tell us, you know, what those letters mean and what they symbolize for your program?
Yeah, you know, so I was very thankful. I spent 5 years down at Arizona on the men's basketball team as a team manager and undergrad assistant. So my last season, I was with Sean Miller, his first season at Arizona, and he came in and he told the team, he's like, we're going to do what we do one possession at a time with zoom focus and precision. We're not worried about anybody else. We're just worried about Arizona basketball, and we will play the best that we can play every possession, and also off the court, just doing what we do best. We don't worry about anybody else other than, you know, Arizona basketball. So I adopted that mentality and mindset when I came to Peninsula. It's brilliant. You know, Sean got it from Tony Dungy, who coached in the NFL. So on the back of our jerseys, we have DWWD. So do what we do. We're not worried about anybody else. We respect everybody. We respect our opponents.
Right.
We respect all their personnel. But if we just worry about ourselves and give 100% effort, the outcome's going to be very positive.
Right. And just to wrap up here, we're with Jake Jackson from Peninsula. Community service is a real big part of your program. What are some of the ways that your team are impacting the community in a positive way?
Yeah, thanks for asking about that. Because, you know, we love basketball. We love it. But we're trying to get these guys prepared for the real world. Because, as you know, once they leave high school, the world's a little crazy out there. So just teaching them to have a serving mentality, giving back and serving others. So within the academy, our varsity and JV guys help coach the academy teams. But on top of that, we go down to JBLM and we host a free kids camp. So for about 100, 150 kids the last couple of years, it's coming up in January. But every military kid, whether you live on base or not, they're invited to come to the gym. And for about 3 hours, we teach them the fundamentals of basketball, give out shirts and balls for those families. We also volunteer at the Tacoma Rescue Mission. We prep dinner and serve dinner, and then clean up afterwards. So just getting our guys outside their comfort zone in situations where they can serve other people and make a difference. And I think that's going to pay much bigger dividends than what they really learn on the court, you know?
Right. Well, hey, Coach, thanks for jumping on with us today. It sounds like you have a really great thing brewing over there in Gig Harbor, and we're looking forward to seeing more of your team this season. We'll hope to see you over in the T-Dome come March.
Yeah, that's our goal, and I really appreciate your support, man. Have a great day.
Absolutely. There's Coach Jake Jackson from Peninsula. Make sure to listen to Varsity Hoops Live starting in January, where maybe we'll be hearing about these Seahawks here with some big games of the night and all that great stuff.